Welcome to The Critique. Today, we're looking at a really compelling piece, exploring that legend, the one connecting Donald Duck's voice, his temper, to WWW soldiers in this duck voice syndrome from gas drills.
It's a fascinating premise.
Definitely. So, first point. The material makes this strong claim about soldiers' experiences getting to Disney. We think there's a chance here to really amplify the narrative weight of that connection. The secret part of it.
Right, that clandestine element.
Exactly. Right now it says, sketches plus notes quietly handed to Disney under contract. And, okay, that states the link clearly enough within the legend's logic.
It does state it, yeah.
But it feels a bit flat. It sort of breezes past how significant, how dramatic, such a secret transfer would be. You know, the idea of these observations from hidden wards making their way over.
It presents the origin, the provenance, but maybe doesn't quite capture the intrigue you'd expect. The whole secrecy aspect feels a little underdeveloped.
Yeah, like it's just a plot point mentioned in passing, rather than a core part of the legend's mystique.
So to really play up the mythologist angle here, how the story builds itself, we'd suggest leaning much more heavily into that secretive, maybe even slightly conspiratorial vibe.
Okay.
How did these traumatic observations actually get to the animators, according to the legend? Focusing on that could really deepen the impact. It makes the link between the duck voice syndrome and the cartoon character feel more, I don't know, profound? Almost destined?
Makes sense. So, like, heighten the drama of the transfer itself.
Precisely. You could use more evocative language. For instance, maybe something like, the legend paints this vivid picture, a hushed government contract, sketches of wild eyes, of rage, channeled discreetly with clinical notes from those hidden wards straight to Disney. See? More atmosphere.
I see. Yeah. It emphasizes the hushed and discreet nature.
Or you could pose it more like a question the legend answers. Something like, how did these stories get out? Well, the legend points to this intriguing government contract, hinting at a hidden chain of custody, connecting the suffering from the gas drills to Donald's famous temper.
So it's not changing the facts of the legend, but changing how we frame the telling of that part.
Exactly. Making those handed sketches feel less like a transaction and more like a crucial, maybe even forbidden piece of the puzzle.
Okay, that's helpful. Moving on then to the second point, this image of the veterans freezing in theaters. It's incredibly powerful, central to the legend, really.
Oh, absolutely. A key moment.
And we think expanding on that description could really boost the narrative's emotional core.
How so?
Well, the material says veterans froze in theaters. They recognize the sound, which is strong, no doubt.
It lands, yeah.
But it could go deeper into what they recognized. What did that recognition actually mean? Why did they freeze? It's presented as a kind of trauma echo, validating the legend, but the why is sort of left hanging.
It's implicit rather than explicit. You have to kind of guess the depth of that connection.
Right. What exactly was it in Donald's voice, those cracked quacks or the anger that hit them so hard collectively? Unpacking that could make it much more visceral for the reader.
I agree. To really connect the story to trauma and its echoes, exploring those specific elements seems key. What part of Donald's performance resonated?
Making their reaction feel less like a reported event and more like a shared lived experience the reader can tap into.
Yes. It would make their reaction feel more immediate, more impactful. It's about bringing those concepts, the hidden wards, the gas drills, right into that cinema moment. Donald becomes almost a living symbol of what they went through.
So, practical examples.
Well, you could explore the sensory details. Ask, within the narrative, was it the specific sound, the timbre of those cracked quacks that brought back memories of scorched throats? Or was it the sudden bursts of rage mirroring something they'd seen or felt?
Suggesting the gas drills left this deep mark.
Exactly. A mark on their collective subconscious. Finding this unexpected outlet in a cartoon. Or another angle, focus on the shared, unspoken understanding.
Meaning?
Meaning, they didn't just see a cartoon duck. They saw an echo of those hidden wards. maybe of men who never quite came back the same. Donald's very public anger becomes a kind of mirror to their very private suffering.
That makes his character much more poignant in the context of the legend, a symbol of quiet pain.
Precisely. It lets the reader feel that jolt of recognition alongside the veterans.
Okay, got it. That leads nicely into our final point, actually. It concerns those 1942 Texas reports. They're integrated powerfully into the origin story.
They provide that crucial grounding detail.
Yes, but we suggest maybe a slight adjustment in how they're framed, just to clarify their role as part of the legend, rather than purely as objective historical fact presented by the material itself.
Ah, the distinction between the legend's internal sources and external verification.
Exactly. The current phrasing is something like U.S. Army doctors in Texas described soldiers. The reports called it duck voice syndrome, which is clear, but...
But it might sound like you're stating it as a verified clinical fact outside the legend?
Potentially, yeah. It could blur the line for the reader. It sort of presents these reports as undisputed, which creates a small gap in how the legend builds its own credibility, its internal provenance. We know they're vital to the myth, but the presentation could perhaps better reflect their function within the myth structure.
That makes sense. So adopting more of a methodologist view on this mythologist narrative, looking at how the legend builds its case, We could frame these reports more explicitly as the founding elements of the legend itself. Acknowledge their role in starting the folklore, rather than just stating them as if they're external, verified data points.
Giving a more nuanced view of how myths use evidence.
Exactly. It reinforces that these reports are part of a story's logic. They're the elements that fuel the legend, not necessarily outside proof to be checked against historical records. That actually enhances the reader's appreciation for how the legend was constructed.
Okay, so how would that sound practically?
Well, you could use phrasing that flags them as part of the legend's telling. Maybe something like, the legend as it took shape points to 1942 Texas reports that purportedly describe soldiers. That word purportedly signals their status within the narrative.
Subtle, but clear.
Or weave it into the story's origin more directly. It's said that these duck voice syndrome reports detailing the raw throats, the cracked quacks from gas drills became the very fabric the Donald story was woven from.
Connecting the dots explicitly within the legend's framework.
Yes, fueling the idea that his voice came not from a studio, but from those military hospital hidden wards. It draws the reader deeper into the creation of the myth itself, highlighting the gas drills and cracked quacks as foundational narrative elements.
Okay, that's very clear. So, just to recap the main points from our critique today.
Please.
First, we suggested clarifying that secret transfer to Disney. Really lean into the clandestine nature of those handed sketches coming from the hidden wards. Give it that narrative weight.
Right. Make the secrecy potent.
Second, deepen the emotional impact of the veteran's reaction. Explore what they recognized in Donald's crack quacks or his anger, making it a clear trauma echo connected back to the gas drills.
Make that moment in the theater really resonate.
And third, just slightly nuance the presentation of those foundational reports. Frame him clearly as key elements within the legend's origin story, the cornerstones of the myth, rather than presenting them as external historical facts.
Understanding their role in how the legend itself works.
Exactly. These are just suggestions, of course, aimed at amplifying the narrative's power and strengthening what's already a really fascinating piece on a unique wartime legend.
It's compelling material.
Absolutely. We hope this is helpful, and we definitely encourage you to revise and resubmit it. We'd be keen to see where you take it.
Yes, please do.
So, the final question the piece leaves us with. When he quacks, is it just a studio trick, or is it an echo from the ward?